I grew up in wooden pews where the air smelled like dust and perfume and guilt. Kneecaps bruised from kneeling on cheap red cushions while the choir tried to drown out what we really felt with all that polished noise and practiced smiles. Watch the pastor grip the pulpit with righteous hands, voice shotgunning verses about mercy and love while his eyes skim the crowd like searchlights unforced. Some are weak enough to blame for the week's bad news. Brick by brick, building a tower out of fear and denial. I memorize prayers like passwords, whisper names of saints into my pillow at night like they were security codes that might unlock a softer morning. Believed every whispered warning. The doubt was a disease and questions were knives turned inward. But when your cousin confessed what they did to her behind the church kitchen door, and they told her to forgive, to stay quiet, to protect the family, her face some fractured inside my chest so clean I could hear the spit like rotten wood finally giving way under a weight it never should have carried. From then on every stained glass window looked less like holy light and more like colored lights out of together with the same dirty hands and sign letters on church letterheads saying nothing happened, nothing was wrong. The only sin was talking too loud about the wrong kind of pain. I'm losing faith in something they call sacred. Watching Halo slide off hooks and land in the mud with a dull on a sound that feels more real than any hymn ever did. Ever did. If the altar was built on bodies in silence, then smashing it isn't blasphemy. It's just refusing to kneel. Cross hanging like a trophy above the door. I'll take the raw truth that everything holy I was handed came cracked and corrupt and not worth bleeding for anymore. They told us every scar could be turned into a sermon illustration, every breakdown a testimony if we smiled wide enough on stage and talked about overcoming while our hands still shook as if survival was a brand deal and trauma just promote material for a God who needed better optics. I watch guys in suits lay hands on crying strangers, shaking and moaning while pretending not to see the kids in the back row cutting patterns into their arms during worship because the music promised freedom but the doors all locked from the inside, only swinging open when the plate was full enough, never when someone needed out quick. It's hard to swallow communion when you know who bought the wine with hush money, when you know the bread was baked in a kitchen where someone's story was scrubbed off the walls with bleach and prayer, when you know that behind every blessed there's a ledger counting who's useful and who's disposable. I try to stay, try to make it better from within. Told myself no structure is perfect. Told myself maybe I could shine some light into the corners, but the light kept hitting things they refused to name. Kept bouncing off plaques with donors' names instead of any hint of accountability. And that's when I knew I had to choose between the God and my own fucking conscience. Walking away felt like ripping a hook, barbed wire crown off my scalp. Blood everywhere, dizzy and shaking, but at least my head was mine again. At least I could look in a mirror every time I didn't speak up. I'm losing faith in something they call sacred. Watching Halo slide off hooks and land in the mud with a dull on a sound that feels more real than any hymn ever did. Never did, never did. If the altar was built on bodies in silence, then smashing it isn't blasphemy. It's just refusing to kneel where my own blood and hers already. You can keep your spotless script and your polished cross hanging like a trophy above the door. I take the raw truth that everything holy I was handed came cracked and corrupt and not worth bleeding for anymore. Don't you dare tell me I just met the wrong kind of shepherds. Somewhere there's a pure version of this machine humming along without grinding anyone under its wheels. I've seen too many copies stamped from the same cheap mold. Different logos, different chants, same hunger for control, dressed up as concern, same demand that we trade in our questions for certainty, our rage for compliance, our pain for a spot on their mailing list, in exchange for a story they can spin and sell as proof their product works on broken souls. If there's anything sacred left for me, it's the look in her eyes when she finally said, no, I'm not forgiving him. Didn't get struck by lightning, didn't get swallowed by the floor, just sat there breathing like a person whose worth wasn't measured in how fast she could sanctify someone else's harm. If there's any prayer left in my mouth, it's just a muttered, never again.